When it comes to texts and emails and social media accounts, just how much privacy do you think you have? This is Lisa Berry, and the University of Michigan is having a symposium about that, which they're calling Privacy at Michigan. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to tell us about that is Florian Schaub, a U of M professor at the School of Information and one of the organizers of the event. Welcome.
Thank you.
January 28th is World Privacy Day. How much privacy do you think we really have?
It's a good question. I think privacy is one of these topics that people are getting increasingly concerned about and becoming aware of many privacy issues. At the same time, it's really hard to protect your privacy because, you know, you want to make use of that new smart speaker you got for Christmas, or we all like to shop online, or the discounts we get from loyalty cards in the stores. So what this event is really about and what we're focused on is in kind of showcasing privacy problems, but then also solutions, and showing that there's active research to advance this, but there also need to be policy changes and better privacy laws that help protect people.
You're going to have this day-long event going on in Ann Arbor. What is it going to be all about?
Yeah, so the Privacy at Michigan Symposium celebrates Privacy Day, and we start at 1 o'clock, and we will have Caitlin Kingsbury from the New York Times as one of our keynote speakers talking about the New York Times Privacy Project. So the New York Times has been running a series of articles over the last year focusing on privacy invasions, why privacy is important, how should we better protect privacy, what are companies doing with data, how are they spying at you. And we're going to talk with her about this work and what has come out of it. And then, in addition, we have two panels with University of Michigan experts focusing on privacy, one focusing on privacy and ethics, and how can we kind of reconcile technology advancement with ethical and privacy considerations. And the second one focusing more specifically on voice assistants, Internet of Things technologies, and how those impact our privacy.
And there are also things that we, as users of social media or our cell phones or Facebook, there are things that we can do to protect our privacy that you'll be also including at your symposium?
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to have a number of students who prepared what we call a privacy clinic. So on different topics, we have students who can help you better understand how you can secure your text messaging, how you can set the privacy settings on your phone or on social media. Yeah, we're happy for anyone to come, listen to the talks, learn about how they can protect themselves better, and hopefully be more private after the event.
You're a professor at the School of Information at the University of Michigan, and you've been having these symposiums for several years now. Do you think we're experiencing less and less privacy every year?
I think it's definitely become a more important topic. I'm not sure if we're experiencing necessarily less privacy, but I think it's much more a topic of public discussion and debate and concern. Just this month, California, a new privacy law went into effect that now requires companies to offer an opt-out for consumers to not sell their data. Websites now have to put a button on their website that says, "Do not sell my personal information." And I think that's a sign that there's at least some movement going on in terms of taking consumer privacy protection more seriously. But there's still a way to go, and I think events like ours help kind of shed the light on what are the problems, but also where do we need to go to start getting to a point where people can better manage their privacy and have better control. We can't just leave it up to the companies.
Since this is your area of expertise, I feel like sometimes I just say a name of something and then I'll open Facebook and there's an ad for it right there. Am I being paranoid, or can that be actually happening?
Yeah, that's a really good question. That's something our panel will be talking about as well, focused on listening technologies and so forth. There are definitely ad libraries that are embedded in mobile apps that are using your microphone to listen what's going on. To what extent that directly translates into the ads you see, that's an open question. And Facebook denies that they listen to conversations, but some of these stories are very suspicious.
So we will learn to protect our privacy at the symposium at the University of Michigan on January 28th, being called Privacy at Michigan. Florian Schaub is a U of M professor at the School of Information and organizer of the event. Thanks so much for sharing your information with us here on WEMU.
Thank you.